20 minutes now before 10 o'clock here on WPHM. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for us here in St. Clair County, Sanilac County, Macomb County, Oakland County as well. Online with us right now is the chief meteorologist for MLive.com, Mark Torregrossa. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Wow, what a quick little snow here.
This really escalated quickly. I went to bed last night thinking we might have a few light snow showers today. I woke up with a winter weather advisory saying we'll get 2 inches of snow. Well, we've got about an inch and a half out there in downtown Port Huron right now, but there are some places pretty close to us that have a lot more.
Yeah, you know, this is what I would call, I guess I wouldn't term it isolated snow because it's fairly widespread, but it's still pretty scattered. The heaviest snow right now, Flint has already had 9 inches of snow since 5 o'clock this morning.
Are you kidding?
And basically, if you could draw a line along I-69 and I-96, plus or minus about 30 miles of that line is where heavy snow has been falling. Saginaw, I'm up in Saginaw, Frankenmuth area, and we can still see the grass almost. I would call it a good solid inch. But for you, Port Huron, you're just getting into it, and the heavy snow stretches back, like I said, through Lapeer County, through Oakland County, Macomb County, back to Shiawassee County to just east of Lansing. So you have probably about 3 to 6 hours of off and on heavy snow. And it's probably at least another 3 to 5 inches of snow total there.
Boy, it's kind of snuck up on us, though, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it still happens occasionally. It doesn't happen every year where we get a surprise snow. I would say this is the first, what I would call surprise. And again, I'm still calling it fairly localized because folks listening from other areas like the northern part of the thumb are saying, snow? What snow? But, you know, our computer models get better and better on what we call the mesoscale. That's the small scale stuff that's going on. But a snowstorm about the size of a county or two can still happen once in a while, as evidenced by right now. We still are not 100% perfect.
Yeah, it's you can't get it 100% right 100% of the time, and this is one of those that kind of sneaks up. By the way, some people will look at this here in this area and say, oh, it must be a lake effect snow. It's not lake effect, is it?
Not really. There's maybe a little bit of lake enhancement in there, but these are what we call, again, I have to use the word mesoscale, meaning small scale. When we talk about mesoscale, we talk about things that happen on the order of 25 to 50 miles wide versus a storm system that's coming across the plains and we see it for days. And, you know, some folks that are right in the center of a heavy snow say, how could this be missed? Didn't they see it coming from the west? It actually developed right over us, and it's a frontal system, probably lake-induced, probably a lake breeze. So when you said it's not lake effect, I kind of hesitated because it's a lake breeze coming off of the lake, helping the rising motion. And here's the key to all heavy precipitation. All precipitation is caused by rising air. The air is lifted from the ground. It cools aloft. It can't hold that moisture. It starts to precipitate. So we have a small-scale situation that's causing quickly rising air in just a couple of counties.
Okay. So you're saying about 3 to 6 hours worth of this stuff, so...
Yeah, I would say it looks like the worthwhile accumulating snow should be over in Port Huron by 3 o'clock, if not noon or 1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So the kids can get out and shovel the snow when they get home and make everything.
And it's fluff. That's the nice part about it, too, is it's not a real heavy, wet snow in most places.
All right. Interesting stuff. This, some surprises are good, some surprises aren't, and there's nothing you can do about it, right?
That's right.
All right. Hey, Mark, I always appreciate your time. Thanks for the insight today.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye.